A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the talks I give on our renewals is called Busy Person's Prayer. I have tried to find ways now in the second half of my life to make prayer and contemplation fit who I am. I can look back at the formal religious training on prayer that I got as a sister. It all seemed to fail to assist me. My mentors tried to train me to be good at praying. All I recall is feeling bound to rules and time. A certain structure seemed to me necessary. An inconvenient time of day when I seemed to be most tired. Uncomfortable hard pews before the Blessed Sacrament. And always the vague uncertainty whether anything of good was happening with regard to communicating with God or enlightening me regarding my mission responsibilities. Then tacked onto all of this rather strange monasticism was a teaching schedule that seemed totally disconnected from the early morning chapel session. None of this fit me then, nor does it today. The Gospel pleads with us today to find ways to integrate a contemplative life with a very active life of mission, companionship with those in need, ourselves and others. What makes sense for you and me in this regard? Each of us will answer that question differently. Jesus and his friends are feeling the crowds press and grasp. They need breathing space. He says that they need to come away with him to a place where they could find some rest. But then that seemed impossible as the crowds got there first and kept on pressing. It is rather consoling to me that Jesus and his friends had this problem. They saw the sheep without a shepherd, and they took pity on them, even in the midst of feeling frazzled themselves. They were with the Master, their beloved friend, but he was literally in the same boat with them, needing a refresher. Maybe today we can pause and think about the crowds that press upon us, small children or grandchildren, a sick spouse, various groups in our culture that are at great risk and who depend upon us, the demands of our own wounds and addictions, our own illnesses and diminishments, anxieties about abuse, leaders that bully and deceive, polarizations that pull us apart, etc. Where to go? Where to find mental sanity and the peace and rest that our hearts and souls crave? I have tried to snatch moments. Who says we can't pray in the shower, behind the steering wheel, waiting in the checkout line, stretched out in bed before dropping off to sleep, on the treadmill, being put on hold, waiting for the toast to pop up, during muted TV commercials, or various other times during our day. Taking spare moments to clear our minds, pay attention, breathe, and speak the name of a higher power may very well help us become better shepherds to so many today. Indeed, we too pity them as we observe them close to falling through the cracks in our families, in our culture, in our world. Jesus goes with us in the boat to those quiet places and, I believe, invites us to weave and integrate our lives in this way.